joy inside your laughter. I'll think about your hand inside mine. I'll think about the softness of your sweet skin while I try not to think about time. I'll think about my arms wrapped all around you. I'll think about the kindness in your eyes. I'll think about how you showed up on my doorstep when I was trying not to think about time. So many roads, so many towns between us, so many nights, so many stairs to climb. So many thoughts to think as I miss you, and I try not to think about time. I'll think about your candlestick fingers on my skin. I'll think about the shiver in your side. I'll think about I want to kiss you as I try not to think about time. So many roads, so many between us, so many nights, so many thoughts to think as I miss you. It's gone. And I try not to think about time. Fix his drink and sit down in his chair. Pick a fight with mama. Complain about us kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I'd see his frown behind his lighter's flame. Now that same frown's in my mirror. I got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry. Hold me in, sit and think. Chicken TV dinner, 6 minutes on defrost and three on high. Beer to wash her down with, another, then some whiskey on the side. It ain't so bad alone here, it don't bother me that every night's the same. I don't need another lover hanging around trying to make me change. Fish swim, birds fly, lovers leave. theater. It's pretty high class for us. Thank God I have this shirt. About a man who was elected king of the hobos. I never met him, but I read his obituary in the New York Times. It was a headlined obituary, and ladies and gentlemen, I am a New York Times obituary reader. As most of you probably know, we lost Dr. John, and his obituary in the New York Times is worth printing out and framing. What an incredibly well-written obituary. It's a story, an obituary. It's the story of a life. And to get your obituary in the New York Times, you have to be more than just dead. Are, but they have them. Steam train, Maury Graham, dead at age 89. Most folk singers would read that obituary. As I read it, I found out that he was named king 7 times at the annual Hobo Convention, a gathering that's been happening every year for over 100 years in a little town called Britt, Iowa. The hobos vote for their king. Whoever wants to be king self-nominates and stands on a milk crate and gives a 10-minute speech. When all the speeches are done, the election is held by a show of applause, and the winner is king for a year. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a much better process than the one we're currently trapped under. I mean, no matter how bad it goes, it's 1 year. Steam train was elected 7 times. They loved this man. He was a giver. He was a man of service. He spoke to kids. He went to VA hospitals. He went to prisons. And he looked like a hobo from Central Casting. The dude looked like Santa Claus the day after Christmas. He stole my heart, so I wrote him this song. Steam train Maury died last night, his wife Wanda by his side. He caught the westbound out of here, hopped the high irons to the by and by. They say he jumped 10,000 trains, rode 1,000,000 miles for free. Helped out at VA hospitals and penitentiaries. Dandy Dave and Rusty Nails and Sweet Lady Sugar Cane. Deadeye Kate and the Baloney Kid raised their cups tonight in Steam Train's name. Senators and congressmen, puppets on a string. Among windswept vagabonds, Steam Train was king. He was the last of the hobo kings. moms just drink and wander around. Tramps dream and wander too. But a hobo was a pioneer and he preferred to work for food. He knew how our nation was doing by the length of a sidewalk cigarette butt. Born with an aching wanderlust embedded in his gut. Hounded, beaten, laughed at, broke, chased out of every town. With his walking stick scepter, with his shredded coffee can crown the last of the hobo kings. Well, I Steinbeck said and paid him cash. The stories he bought from them helped him write The Grapes of Wrath. But boxcars, they've been sealed for years, and trespassers do time, and railroad yards are razor wired. Now hoboing's a crime. So here's to ya, Steam Train Maury. Hold that westbound tight as you ride off into history. The last hobo, the last ride, the last of the hobo king. He was the ladies and gentlemen, from Brescia, Italy, the maestro Michele Gazic. And from Austin, Texas, via Waco, Texas, the incredible Jamie Harris. We've been on the road nonstop now for 18, 19 months because of these songs that I was privileged enough to co-write with members of the military and sometimes their spouses. I'm part of an organization called Songwriting with Soldiers. It was founded by a songwriter from Austin, Texas named Darden Smith. And what the organization does as a nonprofit is pair up songwriters with veterans. And we go to a retreat center on a Friday and meet each other, usually four songwriters and 10 veterans. And by Sunday afternoon, we've got at least a dozen brand new songs written in their words. So these next few songs we're going to sing for you are on the record Rifles and Rosary Beads, which has propelled us into a new dimension of touring, which leads to me forgetting things like the chords to the song that we start with. Apologies for that. We have been on the road for almost 360 nights over the last nearly 400 days. So it's been intense, and we are loving it, and we are so grateful to be able to tell these stories. This first song is co-written with a group of veterans' wives, and their husbands served in different branches of the military, but the women told us a very similar story. And what I heard them say is there's a war after the war, and oftentimes they feel invisible. This song was named by Malcolm Gladwell as his favorite song of 2018, and yes, indeed, I'm bragging. I'm very, very happy that these women's voices are getting heard, and we want to thank Malcolm Gladwell for putting us on his podcast, Broken Record. And this song is in their voices, these six women. I just turned it into rhyme. It goes like this.
Who's gonna care for the ones who care for the ones who went to war? Those laden minds in the living room, eggshells on the floor. Lost myself in the shadow of your honor and your pain. You stare out of the window as our dreams go down the drain. Invisible. War after the war. I get no basic training. Carry on, I can't fall apart. People look at you and thank you for the sacrifice you made. They look at me and smile, say I'm lucky, you're okay. Soldier too, just like you, serving something bigger than myself. I serve unseen, caught in between my pain and the pain of someone else. Invisible.
Thank you so much. This next song was co-written with a woman named Jennifer Marino. She served as a fighter pilot. She trained in Annapolis. She was in the Navy. She was also a flight instructor. And I found out after I Googled her that she was the co-pilot of the first ever all-female crew to fly a U.S. president. They flew Barack Obama on Chopper One and made history. When I sat down to write with her, I just knew there was something spectacular about her. She just seemed incredibly strong and really brilliant, and so that's why I Googled her. She impressed me. When we sat down to write, what she said was that she wanted to write a song that in some way talked about the struggle so many of our vets are having as they come home. And what she told me was that the skills that you need to master to be successful in battle is the exact set of behaviors that can get you in trouble back at home. And this song is called Soldiering On. I was bound to something bigger, more important than a single human life. I wore the uniform with honor. My service was not a sacrifice. But what saves you in the battle can kill you at home. A soldier, soldiering on. You don't fight for yourself, you fight for the ones by your side. Suck it up, shut it down. It don't matter how you feel. Mission first, just drive on. A soldier is a cog inside a wheel. Up or down, all for one. The closest family I have known. A soldier, soldiering on. I was bound to something bigger and more important than a single human life. I wore the uniform with honor. My service was not a sacrifice. But what saves you in the battle could kill you at home. A soldier, soldiering on. A soldier. Playing with this guy. So at the retreats, we do oftentimes with Songwriting with Soldiers specialty retreats. We do couples retreats. We do retreats with only special forces. We do retreats with widows. We do retreats with Gold Star mothers. And this next song came out of an EOD Wives retreat. EOD stands for Explosive Ordnance Disposal. And these women are all married to bomb experts. And as you can imagine, this is an incredibly high-risk job in the military. Each branch, all five branches of our military, have EOD. They are highly trained to dismantle live bombs, and they're jobs are probably the most high-risk jobs in the military, and these marriages are under a lot of pressure, as you can imagine, after 19 years of conflict. And as I sat down with these EOD wives, and my basic question was, oh my God, how do you do it? The answer that I got was so simple. They said, well, Mary, we do it together. Us women, us wives are very, very close. And they said, we're stronger together. And I wrote that on the top of the page. Boom, title, Stronger Together. And wrote the song, and at some point about a year later decided that we should make a record of a collection of these songs written with these people, these incredible people. I talked to my sister and her husband about it, and it turns out my brother-in-law's dad was EOD in Vietnam. He was an EOD diver for the Navy, and his job was to dismantle live bombs underwater, which is just adds even a whole other layer to the intensity. And his dad did die young, but his mom is still alive, and she never remarried. She's in her mid-80s. We see her every time we play in Kansas City, and she comes to the show, and she's so proud when we tell the story. We dedicated the record to her deceased husband, Mickey Hines. And Nancy still goes to EOD Wives retreats all these years later. So what those young EOD wives were telling me is true for previous generations of EOD couples. The retreats for the EOD wives, the connections that they make with each other under such intense pressure lasts a lifetime. And so this is the EOD Wives song that I wrote with this group of women. And of course, it's called Stronger Together. They say no man's left behind. That ain't true. And they hate it that they need us, but they do. They lose their fingers, lose their limbs. We try to love them back together again. They say no man's left behind, but that ain't true. And they're hurt in places that the eye can't see. We miss the man our husband used to be. The military breaks their heart. We're there when they fall apart. They're hurt in places that the eye can't see. And we're stronger together. Time we see him alive, we focus on the good that's all we've got. EOD wives don't sit by the phone. No news is good news back at home. When he's mission ready at his best, we take care of all the rest. EOD wives don't sit by the phone. And we're stronger together. Sing with us. And I do realize I'm asking you men to call yourself a sister, but us women have been included in mankind since the beginning of the English language, so why don't we just sing together as a human race? Wow, that felt so good up here listening to those voices. Thank you for singing. Oh, man, people singing together. I just told Jamie I'm going to become Pete Seeger when I get old. Oh, there's nothing like people singing folk songs together. It's just so powerful. It gives me hope maybe we're not totally screwed. And even if we are, we're all going down together. One more song, and then the great Dom Flemons will come out. This song I wrote a long time ago, and I had no idea when I wrote it that it would become more true over time. I actually kind of hoped it wouldn't, but here we are. It's called Mercy Now. Sure could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor fall right slowly on the ground. His work is almost over, won't be long, he won't. Shackled to his fear and doubt. The pain that he lives in, it's almost more than living will allow. I love my brother, he could use some mercy. Church in my country, they could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out. They carry the weight of the faithful. Follow them down. I love my church and country. They could use some mercy now. Every living thing could use a little mercy now. Towards another mushroom cloud. There's people in power who'll do anything to keep their crown. I love life, life itself. Could use some mercy. Thank you. We all could use a little mercy now. I know we don't deserve it, but we need it anyhow. We hang in the balance, dangle between hell and hallowed ground. And every single one of us could use some mercy now. Oh yeah, every single